Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Listen to that saxophone. Nothing says film like saxophone. Morena Latia, how's it going?
Morena, I'm good. It's a bright sunny day, so good energy today.
Yes, I know. It's amazing. It's just that little bit of sunshine and everyone feels great. Yes.
Honestly, yeah.
Now, Latia, what have we got as an option for watching this weekend? What can you recommend or not recommend?
Well, this hasn't been a big TV week for me. I've had a pretty hectic week, so I haven't actually had time to get into any new shows. But there are a few shows coming up that I'm really excited about, so I'll get into them next week. But I have had time for a few movies. And one film that a few people have asked me about if I've seen and I talk about is Blink Twice, which I do believe is still in cinemas. You might have to do a little bit of hunting because movies get taken off cinemas like so quickly nowadays. But it's the one. It's the film by Zoe Kravitz starring Channing Tatum. It did release like a month or two ago, but it's really, really good. And I went into it a little bit like, what is this going to be? I was a bit sceptical. Zoe Kravitz, an incredible director. She's really got the chops there. And I think, well, to give a bit of that context about what the film is about, it's about she's a waitress and her best friend get invited by a guy called Slater King, who is like a tech billionaire, to go to his island for just like a fun time. And the girls are like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, why not? So they go, and it's very, very beautiful, but it's soon, you know, they're having fun, they're drinking by the pool, doing shots, la-di-da-di-da, lots of dancing and fun. But then things start to get a little bit strange, a little bit sinister, people start forgetting things, and then the film takes quite a big twist, which I won't reveal, into quite a very dark and intense kind of psychological thriller. And I mean, I don't think it's a perfect film, but I think it's a really, really enjoyable film. And I would say, in light of, you know, things coming out about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and then P. Diddy, there's been a lot of parallels drawn, shall I say. But it's a cool film, and it's exciting, and it's fresh, and it's an original idea, and it's really cool to see, I think, Zoe Kravitz step into this director's role, and you can see the films and the directors that she's really influenced by, and it's stylistically really, really well done, and it's got a great soundtrack too. So if you're looking for a movie, and a lot of people have asked me, like, have you seen it? Should I go see it? I think you should go see it. It's a good one.
How would you
check something out?
How would you rate the suspense? Do they dial it right up? Is it one of those ones where it takes a turn and suddenly you're like, on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, well, I think there's sort of this ambient sort of stress. Like, from the beginning, something's not quite right. Like, it's all a little bit too good to be true. So it's, I think the closest comparison, and they are different films, would be Jordan Peele's Get Out. Like, there's a slightly, it's something's not quite right in this world, and I think for the first 30 minutes or so you're like, I can't quite put my finger on what it is, and this film takes a very different direction to that film. But it, once the, I think the twist or some of the revelations come to light, then the intensity really ratchets up, and especially in terms of like the violence and the bloodiness and the it kind of, she really, really goes for it, I think. So yeah, it's got this kind of like, on the edge of your seat, you're like, something's up, what is up? You're trying to figure it out, and then it really takes a very, very sharp turn. And I would say at the film, I think they might have done this after like it first premiered, but there is a trigger warning, and I think that maybe look it up if you might be sensitive to some sort of themes. It's hard because if you give away the trigger warning, it kind of gives away the central kind of conceit or deception of the film. So, but I think, you know, have a look at it, look at the warnings. If it's not something that's something that might trigger you, maybe stay away. But I think it's really cool to just go in cold, sit down and Let It Unfold. And it's got a great needle drop with Beyoncé's I'm That Girl from the Renaissance album, which I really loved as well. So it's good. And great performances. So I'm excited to see what Zoe does next. I think she's a really cool director. I'm like, I love a talented Nepo baby. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, strong recommends. Might have to hunt it out, as you mentioned, because it has been in cinemas for a wee while, but looks like you can catch it today at the Rialto. Just had a look for everyone out there.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's probably going to be online soon on some streaming service as well. So, yeah.
Hey, Latia, thank you so much for Viewmaster this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Yes, see ya.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.